And, hi friend, I'm Ron, announcing the imminent arrival of Eternal Originator's Empire. I will read Supreme's inspired writings translated into American English at my site, waldoreedy.com, and comment. My email address is waldoreedy@gmail.com. Originator Liberator's timetable is critical for us now through 2028. The end of this society is dead ahead of us. The coming wonderful future world is at hand. Today is July 16th, 2026. According to the inspired solar lunar calendar, it is the second of Av, or Ab, pronounced both ways, and the year 5787. So now, with today's events hurtling into the writings of this man, we're going to start with Habakkuk 1 and verse 1. And we'll see what is about to explode on the world scene today, even yet today, a lot of big news is coming. The word Habakkuk means embrace. And although some think this is a woman, this is not. This is a man. All the presenters were men that God used to write the writings. And his name means embrace. So verse 1, chapter 1, the information that presenter embrace perceived. This is what he perceived. I understand these various terms because Supreme has different ways of communicating. Verse 2, Eternal Originator, that is Yahweh, how long will I shout for help and you not hear? Now this is interesting because he was facing the dilemma right along with the people then. Even as some of us will be facing the dilemma right along with the people now. And it'll be hard to amaze ourselves with the facts of 90% of this Earth's population destroyed in just less than 3 years. So he continued to say, speaking for us as well as him then, I cry out for help to you about violence. You have not rescued. So there was a lot of violence at that time, as there is today, although people seem to ignore it, and the lying media reports lies. They do not tell you what's really happening. Verse 3, why have you caused me to see trouble and regard guilt? This was very difficult for him, because he had to see this trouble to talk about it. Havoc and violence are conspicuous. Strife occurs. Contention arises. That's what we're like. We're very strife-ridden, contentious people. Verse 4, direction grows ineffective. That is the word for the writings. Direction grows ineffective. Ethics have not gone out for a long time period. A criminal blockades the correct. So ethical management goes out distorted. It just is a ruin in the world today. It's the worst ever. Verse 5. Now he is quoting the rest of this chapter from Supreme. You will see in ethnic groups and regard. You will be amazed. I will accomplish in your days. He's talking about what happened in the nations then, and it's referring dually to what's happening among all nations today. You have not believed what has been related. No, we're not believers. We're phony. Verse 6, you will notice, I will rouse the bitter ethnic people as if it were a field. And as if it were a field is the ancient peoples that we usually call them by another name, Chaldeans. I will prepare to go quickly to the planet's expanses to seize habitations not for him. Yeah, he's going to square away all these pieces of space junk we have out there and all this moon-based nonsense. That's not what he wants for any human, ever. We're bad enough with ruining this planet, so why should we ruin anything else? Verse 7, ethical management from him is terrible and dreadful. Yeah, he means business. There is no way if we choose death, we're going to live. His exaltation will come. Verse 8, his horses are swifter than leopards and fiercer than evening wolves. His horsemen spread out. His horsemen come from afar. They fly like the eagle, eager to devour. Verse 9, all of it comes for violence. Hordes from the faces are east. That's right now where we're having our problem. And there's a lot more to it, not just Iran, but Russia and China. They all have to be taken care of, and Supreme has chosen his man to do that, even though he's definitely rejected by his own nation. We should love and respect Donald John Trump, but we're full of demonic hatred. Verse 9. End of verse 9. He gathers captives like sand. And we're going to be in captivity very soon now. I think long before the end of the year, we will be in captivity. Leaders will be an object of derision to him. He doesn't think highly of this misleader that we have in various spots around the earth. He has scorn for every fortress. He doesn't think much of military. He will pile up soil and seize it. Verse 11, dynamic change. He transgresses. He offends. His strength is for his most powerful originator. That should be eternal originator. I guess I didn't check through this as carefully as I should have. I'm sorry about that. But eternal originator, my most powerful, my distinguished one. This is what Supreme is saying. He's referring, of course, to his offspring. Are you not from everlasting? He is. He's eternal. The offspring is, you know, much more recent. Originator, that is, eternal originator. Will we not die? We're sure faced with it. I'd say most of us will be dead. Only a tenth of this planet will survive. That's our nation, too. You have assigned him for ethical management. Yeah, he's the boss. Bolder, you established him for correcting. Verse 13, pure eyes see evil. You have no regard for trouble. Have you regard for deceitful? You remain silent with criminal swallowing up. One more correct than he. It's disgusting to eternal originator when he sees all this, just like it should be to us. Verse 15, he brings all of it up with a hook. He drags in his net. He gathers it in his fishing net. So he is glad and exults. So, verse 16, he slaughters to his net and smokes to his fishing net. With them, his portion is robust and his food is plenteous. Verse 17, will he empty his net? Will he continually kill groups without exception? So that's a pretty powerful start there for Habakkuk. Now, I want to just say in conclusion, we must flee idolatry, immorality, deceiving, coveting, dishonoring our parents, stealing, murdering. We must be, and that's talking about murdering children, as well as adult, unborn, or whatever. We must be being renovated. We must be being changed now, or we will die. Friends, I hope you choose life.